Welcome to 10 Minutes with the King, where our purpose is to help our listeners enter into God's throne room and experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting the Lord, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. 10 Minutes with the King is a 30-minute broadcast where we are encouraging our listeners to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before you begin your day. Your DJ this morning is Pastor Nancy. So be blessed as you enter into worship with me this awesome Wednesday morning. Shalom, shalom.
The Father is waiting with arms open.
This house.
this house, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever we need, the Lord is there to provide. Hallelujah. If we follow his plan, oh, glory to God. If we listen to his wisdom, we will come out all right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was just thinking about those who, oh, that preach the word, share the word, and we're still caught in the hook of Satan with drugs, with addictions, with whatever. But I know that the power of the Lord can break through all that. The key is you have to actually totally relinquish yourself to him. Make it up in your mind that you're going to do what his word says. We all have our areas of weaknesses, but we have a Holy Spirit that will stand with us if we just do what he says. Listen, take the word literally. When the Lord says, follow me, when the Lord says, keep my commands, when the Lord says, don't do this, but do this, we need to take that literally. Thank you, Jesus. Then you get to the point as you learn the word, you'll pick up on what is metaphor or allegories and all that. You'll learn that. But my God, if we just do the basics, and then you'll be all right. But let the Holy Spirit put the spiritual, supernatural on top of that. Oh my goodness, it's no way that you can fail. It's no way. Thank you, Jesus. Give it all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. I'm going to read Psalms 132, 13 through 18. That's the conclusion of 132. For the Lord has chosen Jerusalem. He has desired it as his home. This is my home where I will live forever, he said. I will live here, for this is the place I desired. I will make this city prosperous and satisfy its poor with food. I will make its priests the agents of salvation. Its godly people will sing for joy. Here I will increase the power of David. My anointed one will be a light for my people. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but he will be a glorious king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, where you are, it is prosperous and very satisfying. The hand of salvation is extended, and joy is contagious and continuous. Thank you, Lord. We will have your anointing on us, and your light will be seen as we lead souls from darkness into your marvelous light. Keep your eye on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your eye on the prize, as they say, for it is the Lord's blessings, satisfaction, peace, and encouragement in the presence of Jehovah. Vicky Yoy, in the presence of Jehovah. What an awesome place to be.
the answers that I need. That's when I come into your presence. All my questions become clear. And for a sacred moment,
of Jehovah. Ooh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My desire is that everyone gets that privilege to be in the presence. Well, we all are going to be in the presence at one time or another. However, to be in his presence in the right way, with the right standing. Hallelujah. With the power of the Holy Ghost all over you, the blood of Jesus covering you from all sin and unrighteousness. That's the way to be in his presence. You do not want to be in his presence if you are being controlled by Satan. That's not a good thing. But my prayer is, especially those who listen to me, whether it be by the podcast or the website or YouTube, Facebook, GodTube, whatever, Vimeo, whatever the outlet may be. Oh my goodness, I pray that there's always something that will wake people up to see the light and the truth and turn their lives over to the Lord and have a wonderful, blessed life and most definitely a wonderful destiny, eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is very precious. Hallelujah. And Ron Canole and Darlene Sheck is going to tell us about that. He is more precious than silver and gold. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the Lord today, this Wednesday morning. Let's celebrate him by telling him how much we love him, by telling him how great and awesome he is. Let's celebrate the Lord today.
The world stops turning. until the stars fade from the sky. Until the sun stops rising, I'll need you in my life.
And here's the reason why.
God, hallelujah. He is my everything. He's more precious than silver or gold. Yes, when you get sick, silver and gold can only do so much. Glory to God, hallelujah. So say the name. If you know the name and you can say it, you're in a good place. Martha Menounos, say the name.
Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name so precious. There is no other name I know. Say the name of Jesus. Say that.
when you don't know what else to pray.
Don't know what else to pray.
When you can't find the words to say. When you can't make it through another day. Say the name.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to sign
off. This is forever. There's nothing
this Wednesday morning. Hope you have a blessed day. I will catch you tomorrow morning. Glory to God. Koine Bible Training Center is the host of Tenants with the King, and our desire is to help people find the love of the Lord. Be blessed.